Scripture reading, Luke chapter 8, verses 5 through 8. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. It was trampled on, and the birds ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, and when it came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up with it and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up and yielded a crop, 100 times more than was sown. When he said this, he called out, "Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear." Devotional. The key to understanding Jesus' parable of the sower are his final words, "Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear." Jesus wants us to know God is sowing his word in the world, and the most important posture we can have in life is that of attentive listening. Disciples who are good soil pay attention to him, yielding fruit 100-fold. Believers, represented by the other 3 soils, the well-trodden path, the rocky ground, the thorn-choked patch, do not. They are distracted and inattentive. Lytton Ford, a renowned Christian leader and writer, sums up the indispensability of attentive listening to God this way. Attentiveness is one of the most difficult concepts to grasp and one of the hardest disciplines to learn. For we are a very distractible people in a very distracting world. God wants us to be an attentive people, as he is an attentive God. Many of the words of God in the Bible call his people to look, see, listen, give heed. The influential French writer Simone Weil believed that attention was at the very heart of prayer, and her French forebear, Blaise Pascal, also felt that inattention is the greatest enemy of the spiritual life. Attentiveness, as I have come to see, is most critical for us to find the way to clarity of heart, and clarity is the path to seeing God, who is the source and end of all our longing. Do you see now why distractibility and inattention are such great enemies of the spiritual life? When we fail to listen to God, to tune our hearts for his faintest whisper, we are risking nothing less than the substance of our spiritual life, as well as our most important relationships. Question to consider: what is one practical step you can take today to lessen your distractibility and offer a deeper, more sustained focus to God and to the people around you? Prayer. Lord, I recognize I am a distracted person. Help me to let go of my need to keep up with everything happening around me, and to trust you with the world. Please strengthen my ability to pay attention to you and to the people around me so I can love them as you love them. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.